Hello, everyone, and welcome to the retirement episode of Ramblecast. I'm sorry. The video series is still going on. For the time being, I am shelving the Ramblecast. Every time I start to discuss why, I end up having a two-minute rant that gets really too political. So I'm going to try and keep it short. I mean, basically, the reason why I started doing a podcast was for moments like I would be sitting in a diner with my... In fact, a specific memory. Sitting in a diner with my brother, and I had tried podcasts before then, but the one that really sealed the deal for me was sitting in a diner with my brother and a friend of ours, and we were beside another pair of guys in a booth, completely different separate conversations. We were having our conversation about video games, film, politics, everything, and I was trying to keep my voice down, you know, not be overheard too much. But after about 2 hours, the other pair of guys, they started to get up, and they stopped, and they turned to us, and they said, "Hey, we just want you guys to know you had a really fascinating conversation over here. Like, all the things that you covered, the way you covered them, the way you discussed them, it was just really fascinating to listen to." And so, I mean, you hear something like that from complete strangers, then it's like, okay, you know what? There's something here. But unfortunately, for a variety of reasons, I am not excited about doing podcasts. I love talking with other people about games. I love talking with other people about film. I loved being on the Magic Hour show with Ryan, and I loved having both Sean Sands and Sean Andrich from Gamer of the Jobs here, and I had other people that I did want to bring on, but it's like, and that's the thing, I loved having Jerry on, I loved having Sean on, I loved having Eric, I loved having Wesley, I loved having Chris Woodward, I loved having all of those people on. I love Erica. I need to make sure I mention her because she was always a joy to have when she was free. Like, all these people, I loved having them on, but there's only so much time in the day. There's so much trouble scheduling. Like, and that's the thing. Like, there's recording the podcast, which is always a night taken away. There's the editing of the podcast, putting it out there, making sure it's updated. Fretting over what the topics are going to be, trying to make sure it's updated regularly. It's a lot of pressure, and I've even been told that I should edit more, whereas other people are telling me if it's that much of a pain, edit less. And I like the discussions, but right now I can't go on like it is right now, and I'm more interested in updating Ramble Pack. The video series. I'm more interested in updating my blog, and I'm more interested in updating the front page of Gamers with Jobs. So, I know that there's a lot more listeners than I actually joked about, so I'm very sorry if this is a disappointment to you. I'm hoping that many of you will understand that many of you will continue to read or watch my other products and everything. And there is the possibility that I'll bring back the Ramblecast in some way or at some time. If it's more convenient, I should say, less of an obligation. Because I do know I would love nothing more than to do a movie podcast with my brother and a friend of ours, but it's just not in the cards right now. I got other things I need to be working on and things to be doing. So, again, real big apologies. I just want to leave a couple messages out there for everyone that is listening. Our listening is listening. Yeah, that's a weird one. I want you to... A simple recommendation, all right? Because you guys have heard me talk about all kinds of things, and you've heard... And you might have even heard me struggling to say things in a politically correct manner, so to speak. I want everyone out there to... If any of your devices, your computer, your web browser, your phone, if any of them automatically open something like Facebook or Twitter, or you automatically go to those apps, do yourself a favor, try to uninstall them, remove them, get rid of them from your bookmarks, do something that makes it harder for you to go to the social media. And in its place, put in BBC News or a similarly trustworthy source. I would not recommend American journalism, oddly enough, but yes, BBC News. And just read headlines of stuff going on around the world. And after you read it, think of yourself outside of what it means to be... I'm assuming I have English-speaking people. So, like, American, English, Australian, or whoever, wherever you're listening from. Canada. Just do yourself a favor. Stop looking at social media as much as possible and read news and think of the life of those people. And, like, I'm not even saying in, like, regards to, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of war in the Middle East going on still. There's been some stuff going on between North and South Korea. There's definitely stuff going on in the Ukraine and Russia and all that. But I mean, even if it's something simple, something minor, like there was a French news story a couple weeks ago about a man that wanted to impose makes it sound negative as opposed to unbiased, but basically wanted to have a bunch of artists living in subsidized housing to just do 90 minutes of community service teaching children about whatever art it is that they work on. He looks at it as a way for them to pay back to the community for subsidized housing. A lot of the artists, you know, disagree. They feel like, you know, not they are not qualified to teach. They don't have, like they don't necessarily have the abilities, the resources to teach a whole class, and it could end up being a horrible experience, not just for the people, the artists, but for the students. And I'm not going to give my personal opinion on the matter. I think it's actually very interesting to discuss, and that's the thing. You know, think about that for a minute. Think about both sides of the argument. Think about the situation, and I think it's very important to also consider, you know, why is this housing subsidized? Does it need to be subsidized now even for its original purpose? Like, think about some of these things, and then think about what you might do in its place. Like, think about, just don't be knee-jerk in your feelings and your responses. Don't think about it in terms of left wing or right wing. Don't think about it in terms of any kind of label. Think about just what's going on in the world, in these cultures, in these countries. Get yourself opening your mind a little bit, because a lot of people out there say they're open-minded and they're not. And that probably even includes, and you know what, it does include people that I would not be surprised if they've criticized me. Stop listening to me. Stop reading my stuff. People are closed-minded. People have their lines. They draw their lines, and you dare not cross over that line. You may as well not be a person to a lot of these people. And that, I think, is the greatest tragedy, because to me, I try and treat everyone as an individual. I don't care what your label is. I don't care what your background is. I want to know who you are, what brought you to your perspective, because everyone's a human being. Everyone deserves respect, even those that commit horrible atrocities. So that's what I say you remember, and you bring some of that knowledge into just your life, because that's the kind of stuff that right now is affecting games writing and games journalism. And I don't think it should be, because games writing needs to be about games. It needs to be about games analysis. But let's face it, no one's qualified in games writing to be a real journalist for the most part, and no one's really qualified to be a critic. There's a handful of people, yes, very small handful. Most of the ones on the sites that quote unquote matter, that get most of the hits, that get most of the traffic. Nah, those people aren't qualified. Those people are jokes. I mean, and I don't, even though, like, I've had Eric Canson on here, I've talked with him, I've had debates over what is journalism. He considers me a journalist. I do not. I consider myself a critic. But I know enough about journalism to know what's not a journalist. And right now, the only thing that's more of a joke than American news journalism is American games journalism. So be careful what you read out there. Be careful who you argue sociopolitics with. You know, be careful about all this stuff, because people are judgmental. People are quick to label you. They're quick to try and take any of your arguments out of context, transform it into something horrible, make you a monster. You know, people are horrible out there. And despite all that, I'm going to try and do what I can with my blog and my video series to just provide what I want to see, which is good quality writing and good video games analysis with an actual understanding of game design, usability, human-computer interaction, you know, understanding of these things, an understanding of actual narrative themes, you know, discussion of story. Video games can be a lot of things. They could be more than I actually am qualified to even discuss. There are games that aren't fit for me to talk about, and I usually don't. I'll usually be honest about that. But there are a lot of video games that I am qualified for, and there's a lot of people out there that just aren't qualified to talk about them at all. They got lucky. They make fewer typos than their competition. They're not real writers. They're not real journalists. But now that they're in adulthood, now that they're in their 30s, 40s, well, now they want to have meaning to their lives. So, for now, this is the last Ramblecast. I enjoyed having all the conversations that I did with Sean Clouser, with Jerry Corcoran. Very much special thanks to Jerry Corcoran for being here so often. Very much thanks to Wesley. Very much thanks to Chris. And I do want to thank also Chris Woodward and Eric Hansen. Whenever we would have discussions in email, they would be very, very good at pointing out some of where I needed to rethink things, where I needed to rethink certain assertions. They are very good at that. And I'm, hey, if you read my Bayonetta 2 review, you know that I'm not afraid to admit when I was wrong in the past. I will admit when I'm wrong. It's a very, very unappreciated skill, and it's a very, very, very uncommon skill. And I want to thank Erica. She was always very good to have on here. I want to thank Lainey from Too Many Games when she was on here. There's so many people to thank, but not enough time. And honestly, I just most of all want to thank those of you that did listen. I hope you enjoyed what you listened to. I do plan to try and put something else in the place of the podcast. I want to see if I can do more with streaming, maybe. Even if I don't, I want to make sure I use that extra time and extra focus on Ramble Pack. There are so many things I want to do. I'm working on a Splatoon video now. I might have to start working on an ODST video if I don't get to replace my monitors broken. Makes it troublesome to record footage. Trying to think of alternative solutions to that. So I can get, because I want to do that Bioshock Infinite video before the end of 2015. I don't want to just leave you guys with like two or three videos. I'm sorry it's taking so long. Torin was supposed to be the next video. Unfortunately, I can't record from my PS4 due to the HDMI protection. Then I was working on a video comparing to Destiny's Tower to Splatoon's Inkopolis. That didn't work out. Now I'm just working on a Splatoon video, but first I needed to get some other stuff done. I am working on just getting more content out there. Unfortunately, right now, the podcast is not one of them. So, hope you enjoyed what you got to listen to. And please, still, go to facebook.com/ramblepack64 and like the page, get updates, find out more about the blog. I have an RSS feed for my blog. I have my Twitter account updates once in a while. And, of course, subscribe to youtube.com/ramblepack64. Just follow all this stuff, get updates, find out what I'm saying, what I'm writing, you know, and hopefully maybe I can be more of the good games writing I actually hope to see, you know, instead of the bickering trash that litters the social media space. So read good games writing, read good writing in general, and stop with the social media and follow BBC News. Thank you guys. I hope you have a great 2015.